Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show is for all of you people out there that have started a business, be it that we're going to talk about the startup phase, but we're also going to talk about how you are conducting your business, how to help you with your business, and how to always be ready to adapt your business to change. As everybody knows, life is full of change, and change is just something that you have to get used to. What is it? Those who do not change end up perishing. They end up going the way of the dodo. Why? Because, again, things change. You know, the seasons change. The weather changes. You know, road conditions can change. One day it rains. One day it snows. One day it's cloudy. One day it's hot. One day it's not so hot. So change is part of what we call life. However, new businesses and old businesses have a tendency to not want to change. They try to fight change. Perfect example. One of my networking partners, gentleman, has a business, and that business was run originally by the father. You know, the father and mother started an original business, and they were successful, and from their success, they were able to raise their children and send their children to college and, you know, provided what I believe was a very good and great home for everyone in question, brothers, sisters, all of the above. And as time went on, they wanted to leave a legacy. And they did. And the sons came into the business after they got their degrees and, you know, tried their own hand at, you know, working for other people and all of that, you know, in their overall plan, I believe, to have the knowledge and the experience to actually be able to do what they do now. So as far as engineering and architecture and all of those different things. And the business has succeeded and is still succeeding today, which is not only a testament to the mother and father who created the business, but also a testament to the family and the children that actually did what most of us would like to do if we do leave a legacy. They're continuing that legacy on, and that legacy is continuing to support the family and generations to come of the business or of the family, which is a beautiful thing. So why are you in business? You're in business because you have a passion. You're in business because you have a calling. You're in business because you like what you do, you love what you do, and you're also hopefully successful at it, and you have that entrepreneurial spirit, whether you started that business or someone else started that business. Well, I'd like to also bring to attention that those of you that didn't start a business, you can and should also have an entrepreneurial mindset yourself. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Even if you are an employee, the success of that business actually benefits you. Because if that business is succeeding, that means you continue to get a check. You continue to be able to support your family as you work towards your dreams. But as you guys have heard me say on many occasions, working for someone else is living someone else's dream. And there's nothing wrong with that if you don't have the drive to do it yourself. But also understand that part of this is an evolution. So you're trying to evolve yourself. You're trying to find your passion, find the thing that moves you. So as we go through life, we're going through these different stages. But today we're going to talk about how are you always ready for change and doing the things that you need to do. If you've achieved some success in your startup for your, you know, startup of your first product, you know, or anything, how do you keep growing? And that's a really phenomenal question. If you do not work on continuously improving yourself, improving your processes, looking at ways to better yourself, your business, and all of that, then you're really setting yourself up to fail. And what's that saying? Those who don't plan, plan to fail. Well, it's really true. I mean, historically, that's pretty much the way things work. Plus that, as I said before, part of life is constant and everlasting change, adjustment, trying things out, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. It's part of the growth. It's part of the development of life. I mean, let's be honest. We all started from a sperm and an egg. When the sperm and the egg joined, then a process of development, a process of change started. So there's really no getting around it. Well, going back to the gentleman that I was talking about, or the company that I was talking about, the individual that I'm referring to was one of those people that really fought change. You know, he still had a flip phone. And there's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong, and I'm not bad-mouthing them in any way. I have a lot of respect for the company, the individuals, and the people that work there. But I'm just trying to use this as a tool or part of the story to help the people that are listening today to understand. Well, recently, one of the younger family members came back from college. And that person came back from college, of course, with vigor and energy and wanting to see the business succeed, and now they're actually involved intimately in the business and the processes. Well, of course, what happened? This new person brought in a new mindset, a new understanding and want to, not only knowledge, but want to utilize new technology. So now that same company has acquired a tool that is now helping them to be able to not only sell more product, but to be able to present the skills that they already have, because, again, there are skilled craftsmen in this particular business, but able to illustrate to their customers and clients not only the quality of their work, but actually giving them that visual. As one of the other ladies in my group says, you know, a lot of people are visual. You can give them numbers. You can give them a whole bunch of different things, but they need to be able to see it in a three-dimensional type of world. Now, the interesting thing is that the same person that didn't like technology, wasn't really prepared for change, is now talking about how they've already gotten a few new jobs because of the fact that they were able to actually show their clients through this change, through this new technology, how their particular end product was going to look, so people could get a quicker and better way to visualize what was going on. Well, guess what? Your business, again, is just like that in all of the phases. What should you do if you start up and you give your customers a product that delivers more bang for the buck than yours? Are you running into somebody that delivers more bang for the buck than yours? Then that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to change your processes, but it does mean that you need to take somewhat of an evaluation of what's going on. Not every customer is your customer. Not every client is the ideal client for you. And that's another thing. If you don't feel as though you can do a great enough job for that individual client, then maybe that's a task you should drop on. Or if that client is going to be more than they're worth. You know, it was interesting today because I was talking to somebody and we were talking about a message that was shared and how sometimes people don't get the message. Well, you also need to look at that person's point of view. Not saying that that person's point of view is right or wrong, but if you're a relationship-oriented individual and they're a money-orientated individual or bottom-line individual, then there's going to be some friction there. Because a person that's all about the dollar is not all about the relationship unless their dollar is involved. Now, I'm not saying that anybody should take a loss in their profits or anything like that, but especially if you're in an area, let's say network marketing, it's all about the relationship. You know, there are different levels of network marketing. You know, you have more formal, traditional types of network marketing groups. You have casual network marketing groups. You have, you know, a whole different series of people. But, of course, what happens? You've also got a whole lot of different personalities in each and every one of these groups. Well, your customers also bring in a whole bunch of different personalities, concepts, beliefs. Some of them are right. Some of them are wrong. Some of them you should adjust to. Some you shouldn't give up your own character and your own qualities for, because they're just not worth it. It goes against your grain. It goes against what you do and what you know, which comes back to how do you know when the needs of your customer are changing and to adapt to those changes effectively. You have to keep an open mind, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be of the mindset that sometimes change is necessary, and you don't want to be behind the curve of that change. You know, sometimes being a trendsetter is the best way to be, but sometimes you have to look and see what is it really worth. Is this change, is this adjustment something that's going to benefit me, and am I going to be willing to not only accept this change, but to actually implement it into the system? Because guess what? You could have the greatest product, but if you refuse to use it, if you refuse to utilize it, you might as well not have it. You know, one of the areas that I do is mobile text message, social media marketing. Well, a lot of people are not really grasping the power of text message mobile media marketing, which I believe is one of the most powerful tools that there are today. Because let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, just like the Internet is not going anywhere for the most part, or some rendition of the Internet is not going anywhere, text is probably the number one used tool on the planet other than the Internet. Well, it's part of the Internet. However, and when I say that, I'm really talking about it's more powerful than Facebook. Why? Because people text all the time. Even people that said they were never text. So it's a truly powerful tool. However, you have a lot of people that are not using the tool to its full effect. So they're not getting the full benefit, which is what most of us are. Look at your smartphone. Most of us have a smartphone that has probably 70% of the items on your smartphone you don't utilize. However, quite a few of those things could probably benefit your life. But there's just so much. There's so much of a plethora that we're not going to use them. However, we also need to keep an open mind so that we don't get caught up in the noise. You've got some people that buy the newest, greatest gadget even though the older one was better. And when I say the older one was better, I'm talking about the speed of it, the usability, ease of use. All of these things were better. But some people just have to have the latest and greatest. It just doesn't matter what it is. But each of us has to weigh those options. But what I'm saying is that when you go to weigh these options, you need to have an open mind. You need to be thinking proactively instead of reactively. A lot of business people, new business people and old business people, we're more reactive and less proactive. So what happens is we're constantly trying to catch up. Now, I also understand that innovations and technology is moving at the speed of light. But you don't go for every shiny new gadget. You find the things that work for you and understand that sometimes there's going to be things that you need to upgrade. Sometimes there's going to be things you need to drop off because you're not getting the results from them, and sometimes things that you need to move up and you need to go for or start implementing more in what you do. And here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen. You may know better, but your clients know who they're going to spend their money with. So you need to present to them the best option for them, and then without thinking of the bottom dollar, think of the customer success. Because, again, as I was telling someone else, you don't know who they know. And if every person has a network, if every person is their own individual internet, and each person has 250 people that are in their inner circle, then that means every person that you meet and you create a relationship where you know, like, and trust that individual, and that individual know, likes, and trusts you, then that means that's 250 more people that you can now provide that outstanding, superior, and great service to. You know, I was talking with someone the other day, and we were talking about, okay, what's more important? Is it what you know, or is it who you know? And the answer is neither. The answer is what's most important is who knows you. Because those people that know you and know, like, and trust you, and that you've created what they call VCP in BNI, which is visibility, credibility, and profitability with, are the people that are going to keep you in business and keep your doors open. Okay? So it's interesting when you look at it, especially when you look at business. So like my friend that didn't want to do new technology and still has his flip phone, him implementing that new software is actually enhancing his business. Him now tweeting, wow, that's like earth-shattering. But him now tweeting is probably going to enhance his business. And is it going to be a little bit of a slow process? Yes. Is text message mobile media marketing kind of a slow process? Yes. Why? Because you're building relationships. Relationships aren't a sign that you put up. Relationships aren't a tag that you scan. That's actually getting to know people where you create top of mind with them. So as a new person and a new business, you need to create relationships. You need to work on top of mind. You also need to understand that your competition is your friend. And people that do what you do are people that you can partner with, people who you can grow with, people who you can do all types of different things because they bring more to the table. And when I say they bring more to the table, I'm talking about in the sense of by partnering with someone, there may be things that they do that they don't like doing and things that they don't like doing that you love to do because you excel at those things. Well, guess what? If you've got two or three companies and they have 30% of their 70% is stuff that they hate to do, then how about a swap? How about you take your 30% that you hate to do and give it to them, and they take their 30% and give it to you, and guess what? You guys are creating a relationship. You guys are creating a pool of individuals amongst yourselves that you can do business with, and you're doing what you like to do. Everybody's profitable. Everybody wins. You know, it's always interesting that we've got so many people that live in a limited mindset or there's only so many customers or I need to make every dollar. Well, guess what? If you're providing service that's below par, you're going to lose that customer anyway. So wouldn't it be better for you to defer that person to somebody that's going to give them the level of service as you not only help your partners in business, even though they're another company, but they're also helping you. So it becomes really a win situation. I'm not saying win-win. It becomes a win situation. You're helping them, getting credibility, getting recognition, getting help, because guess what? You know, like somebody else said one day, you need to prepare. You need to have an umbrella. Why do you need to have an umbrella? Because it's going to rain. Well, it's not raining now. You need to think positive. I understand. I do think positive, but it's going to rain. Well, guess what? That company can now be your umbrella. Something happens to your ability to do business. You can't put out stuff the way that you were doing it. Some type of catastrophe happens. Well, you've already got a relationship with somebody in place where now they can service those customers, and then as soon as your stuff is back up and running, vice versa. You know, they can give you back your customers. But this is something that's new to most people because most people live in a dog-eat-dog world. And that's not really the type of world that I think anybody really wants to live in. How should you alter your startup business and strategy to take advantage of new technology? What you need to do is have an open mind. What you need to do is constantly be in a state and a mindset of learning. What you need to do is stay on top of the different things that present themselves to you. Why? Your customers are craving your keys to success. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that there's people out there that maybe don't have the passion for the business that you have, maybe don't have the honesty, maybe don't have the loyalty, maybe they're charging way too much for their products. However, they're doing the things necessary to stay alive. And even though you may be a good person, you're not doing the things necessary for your business to stay alive. It's not all about the money. Keep that in mind. It's not all about the money. The money will come. You know, it's kind of like somebody said to me a long time ago, if you want to live to eat, if you love to eat and you want to live a long time, then you need to eat to live and not live to eat. And guess what? As you eat to live, what you'll find out is that you'll live longer so that you can stay around and eat a lot more. You know, I thought that was a really interesting concept when you look at it. All right, what's your secrets to hiring a kick butt or kick-ass team? Look for quality. Look for people that have a passion for what it is that you do and what it is that they're doing. Look for people that want to look at your business as if it was part, if they were part of the family. Look at people that are going to provide outstanding service because it's in their nature. Stop looking at hiring the lowest price person that you can hire and look at how by maybe paying a person a little bit more that you get that quality person. That quality person is going to pay for themselves. And again, keep an open mind. Constantly look at the numbers. Constantly look at what you're doing. Evaluate people and also treat people with gratitude and have an attitude of gratitude. Why do big brands want to be more like startups? One of the reasons that big brands want to be like startups, and a lot of people don't believe this, but one of the reasons is because startups are small. Their ability to change and adjust on their feet is a lot quicker, to where you've got this behemoth. Think of it like a tractor trailer coming down the road at 80 miles an hour. Well, if that tractor trailer hits the brakes, it's going to go a lot farther. Why? Because it's carrying a bigger load. It's going to be harder for that particular tractor trailer to stop because of all of the moving parts, all of the stuff that's there, all of the stuff that's on it. However, smaller businesses are able to make adjustments relatively quick. Why? Less staff, less overhead, less bureaucrat, less technology, a lot of different things. Not as many people in the decision process. Not as many people are going to be affected if they make a change and that change doesn't work and they need to adjust. So there's actually a myriad of reasons why big business would like to be more like startups. But one of the main ones is flexibility. You know, I was talking to somebody not too long ago and we were talking about the fact that, you know, you've got some of these big companies that will start a small company to test products that they want to bring into their brand, but they don't want to damage their brand. So they'll bring this product in underneath another umbrella, put it in a small store, put it out there to the people, kind of like a test or a laboratory, and then based on the customer's feedback, then they'll decide whether they want to put the favorite or the more powerful brand name on that product. Again, that gives them some flexibility. So don't think because they're bigger, they're always better. Okay, because a lot of people have that mindset too. Benefits and motivation. You need to look at the benefits of your employees. Stop selling features, start selling benefits and showing people the benefits of what you have. And again, be able to change and stay current. Your future vision is very important, but you also have to meet the needs, the wants, and the desires of your clients and customers as you do what you do. And also remember something else. The customer isn't always right. And you need to do what you believe is right, but you need to look at it with an open mind, an open heart, and also evaluating things as they are and not as you want them to be. Next thing, you need to tap into your strengths. As I was saying before, if you want to overcome weaknesses, sometimes what happens is you have to realize what your weaknesses are and give them to somebody else. As you may be working on them on your own, you don't want to subject your customers and clients to your weaknesses. If you find somebody with a strength in that area, then guess what? You need to give that to them so that they can do that. And that can be within your own company. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give it away to anybody. But it's you trying to grow you to try to grow your business so that you can move forward, so that you can do the things that you want to do to find success. Because it's all about success. Hello, Rich Sister. How are you? Rich Sister also has a show, ladies and gentlemen, that comes on Blog Talk. And again, that's Rich Sister, and she's on Blog Talk. Please look her up, and she will be more than happy to share her knowledge, wisdom, and all of that with you. again, ladies and gentlemen, in everything that we do, we're looking to become better. We're looking to raise the bar. We're looking to develop. You want to tap into your strengths so that you can overcome and overcome your weaknesses, so that you can overcome the little things that are going to throw you back, all right? So when we talk about creativity, we're talking about creating forward-thinking team. You need to find people that you can work with that and are willing to work with you. You need to map out your startups and your value network. There are people all around you that have skills, talents that you may not have. Bring them into your pool. You may be a great person as far as creating the information, but your ability to disseminate it may not be that good. Then you should find somebody that can express your thoughts so that your dream stays alive and so that people hear it, welcome it, want it, and can understand it. All of us are not supermen or superwomen. You can't do it all. Plus that, you're hurting yourself, and you're hurting your brand, and you're hurting your dreams and your goal when you try to be everything to everybody, or when you see yourself as what you aren't. Choose who to listen to. A lot of us listen to negative Neds, negative Nellies, people that aren't going to help us grow. Sometimes you need to know you can't talk. Sometimes you need to know you're bad at math, or your spelling is crazy, or, you know, your breath smells bad. You need to be around people that are going to be honest with you so that they can help you grow and you can help them grow. Generate business model hypothesis. What is life about? Life is about the experimentation through experience and through experiencing things that other people have already done. Don't run into a wall five times to realize that running into a wall is going to hurt you. Figure out what your plan is, and as they say, plan your work and work your plan. Come up with different hypotheses on how you can do different things and how other people can help you. Take that feedback. If it's a stupid thing, then guess what? You sat there, you guys figured it out, it's a stupid thing. Now you've decided as a group, because what? Your best thought is not your best thought. Your best thought isn't your best thought until you share that thought with someone else, and guess what? 9 times out of 10, they will make that thought that you brought into the picture, in some cases, an entirely better thought. Get market feedback. That means do little tests. Talk to people. Be honest, but not your yes men or yes women. People that are going to honestly look at your product, and sometimes those are people that you don't know, because sometimes it's hard to get a unbiased opinion from someone that knows, likes, and trusts you because they don't want to hurt your feeling. So look at the market. Look at the trends, and then make your adjustments, again, intelligently. Refine the basis on feedback. Don't decide that it's your way or the highway, because guess what? You will be on the highway by yourself. You will be on that road to nowhere by yourself. It amazes me how much talent is around us, yet how many people don't know that that talent is around you? How many of you guys have had somebody come up to you and say, wow, I wish you'd have told me, I could have helped you with that. Or what was the problem with this? Or what was the problem with that? If I'd have known, I had a friend that does this, this, and this. Or I know somebody that's excellent at that. Sometimes you need to share your needs, your wants, and your desires with other people so that you can, again, get that feedback, get that buy-in, get more of what you're trying to get by sharing it with people. If I don't know you have a problem, I can't help you with that problem. If I don't know you have a concern, I can't help you with it because I don't know. So we need to be more open. We need to work on our communications. We need to work on how we, again, interact with other people on many different levels. So communication, ladies and gentlemen, is also one of the keys to success. So if you want to succeed in your life, then guess what? Do the things that you need to do. And if you're not sure what that is, bounce it off other people. Read books. Listen to tapes. Look at who's already trending in your market. Look at the things that were done before. Because remember, that's the other thing that really affects us. Most of us don't learn from our mistakes, and we don't look at history. And what happens? If you don't know your history, you're probably destined to repeat it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you, as always, for listening to the show and for allowing us to to share the information that we have with you. To everybody that listens to the show, again, I am greatly grateful, and I look forward to bringing you, and we look forward to bringing you more information and more things that are useful to you. Please share the show with other people. We continue to grow, and we'd like to reach as many people as possible as we try to bring quality and useful information to you. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying take care, be well, and you guys all have a blessed day. We wish you much success. The future is yours. Take charge. Farewell.